Hello, it's Enzo and Ayman, and welcome to our podcast where we deal with the hottest current topics of today's world news. In this episode, we will explore the potential for an Australian Republic, a subject that has created debate and reflection across the nation. In the first part, we will examine the arguments in favor of transitioning to a republic, including the desire for national independence. Then, in the second part, we will focus on the challenges and obstacles which oppose this transition between the monarchy and the republic. We hope you will like this show as much as we do. Let's begin by talking about the arguments in favor of an Australian republic. This idea resonates with many Australians who believe that transitioning away from a constitutional monarchy would strengthen the national identity, improve democratic representation, and promote cultural and social unity. First, let's talk about national identity and independence. Currently, Australia's head of state is the British monarch, a figure who resides in England and represents a different historical and cultural context. For somebody, this connection to the monarchy is outdated with Australia's modern identity as an independent nation. Becoming a republic would allow Australia to have its own head of state, someone who represents the values and the culture of the Australian people. The second argument is about democratic representation. Under the current system, the head of state is not elected by Australians, but instead inherits the role through birthright. A republic would allow Australians to choose their own head of state who best represents the nation. Finally, let's consider the impact on cultural and social unity. Transitioning to a republic would unite Australians together around a national pride. It would create an opportunity to redefine what it means to be an Australian people in a way of inclusion for the country's diverse population. Australia could create a stronger, a more unified national identity that honors both its indigenous heritage and its multicultural society. Plus at the Ayman party.
Hello everyone, it's Ayman. So first, let's talk about constitutional and political barriers. The biggest challenge is Australia's constitution. To remove the monarchy, a referendum is required, meaning the majority of Australians must vote for the change. But referendums in Australia are very difficult to pass. Most of them fail. Politicians also disagree on what a republic should look like. Some want an elected president, while others prefer a different system. Without a clear plan and a political agreement, change is unlikely. In the second time, I will speak about the public opinion and division. Even if a referendum happens, Australians are divided. Some believe a republic will give the country more independence, while others want to keep the monarchy. Although Australians are generally more supportive of the current system, while younger people are more open to change. There is also concern about Indigenous Australians, as some argue that the constitutional changes should first focus on their rights and recognitions. If the public is not united, the transition to republic may fail. Finally, let's finish with the economic and administrative costs. Becoming a republic would also cost a lot of money. Australia would have to change official symbols like money, passport, and government documents. This could cost billions of dollars. Some people think this money should be used for healthcare, education, or infrastructure instead. Additionally, the transitions could create uncertainty, which might affect the economy and the international business relations. So, to conclude, in the debate about an Australian Republic, there are strong arguments on both sides. Supporters say it will give Australia full independence, improve democracy, and bring people together under a national identity. However, there are big challenges. Changing the constitution is difficult, public opinion is divided, and the transitions will be expensive. For now, Australia remains a monarchy, but the debate is not over. The future will depend on political decisions and public support. Thanks for listening and see you next time for another interesting topic.
Bye bye.
Bye.